This is the Aftermarket Radio Network.
Welcome to another episode of Speak Up Effective Communication. I'm your host, Craig O'Neill, and welcome to the show on the Auto Repair Podcast Network focused on elevating your communication and leadership skills. That is right. The up in Speak Up is for elevating those skills. You got it. Thanks for joining us. Today's topic in our episode today, how to get out of a ticket. This is not going to be a bait and switch on you here, but this is not just about speeding tickets. If that's what you're thinking, you're going to hear about that because that's the main reason I wanted to talk on this topic today. It is not what influenced this episode. Just to be clear, I have not been pulled over recently. More recently, I've been dealing with a technical issue related to a phone that is melting down, an iPhone with a battery issue, trying to get support. And in trying to get support, I have exhausted all of my communication skills and patience. So what I've learned, though, is that a book came to mind. While I was sitting on hold, unfortunately, I was thinking back to this book that I read back when I was 17 or 18 about how to get out of a speeding ticket. The book was written by a police officer. And honestly, I think some of the principles apply to getting what you want out of a support ticket too. And so this is kind of why I wanted to talk about it on the podcast. Like, oh man, yeah, no, the way we communicate in these scenarios can often be really poor and it can have devastating consequences to the outcomes for us personally or our finances. So with that, I want to also tell you, we have a word of the day, and the word of the day today is umbrage. Umbrage is the word of the day. And I will tell you the definition of that word after we hear a word from our sponsors who make this show possible. With the Institute's coaching, leave a legacy that endures. Foster careers and drive community impact. Start your journey today at weareintheinstitute.com/business-assessment. Your partner in technology, Autoflow is able to enhance your client interactions before, during, and after the visit from a single thread. To see how Autoflow makes it simple, visit autoflow.com. Your trusted companion, ShopDog Marketing, is right by your side, attracting the best customers and building long-term growth. Call ShopDog Marketing today or visit shopdogmarketing.com. Cover your communication need and revolutionize your auto repair business with AI-driven call analytics from Inbound. Explore more at callinbound.com. Are you passing along credit card fees to your customers? No one likes that. Express is the only 0% fee alternative to credit card surcharging. Visit myexpress.io. Hey, we're back in the word of the day. Today, as promised, we have a definition for you. It is umbrage. Umbrage is a noun, and it means a feeling of pique or resentment at some often fancied slight or insult. And it's a weird definition for that word, but that's straight from Webster. I'll summarize that. It means taking offense. So someone taking umbrage at a speaker's remarks is someone who is taking offense at the speaker's remarks. Another cool definition, though, and this one's for my artist wife, umbrage can refer to shady branches or foliage. And if you think umbrella is related to this, that is a major part of the root word there. It's one of the few ums we'll use on this show. There you go. No, umbrage is a great word for this topic because, hey, in certain circumstances, it's very easy to take offense. And I'm going to go back to that book that I read when I was a teenager driving. Parents really probably worried about seeing that book sitting on a table. Oh my goodness. I was not a speed demon. My brother was the one that got more into trouble with speeding tickets. I did get a few in my life. They were always in a low speed limit zone. And I will say this each time, thanks in part to that book, I got off better than I deserved. So the thing is, I also do have law enforcement in my family, two uncles, one on each side of the family, my wife's side and the O'Neill side of my family. And also one of my cousins served as an officer. And I know plenty of others who have. The book was funny, and it was written to be kind of as tongue-in-cheek as well as kind of factual. I don't remember the exact title or the author. I did look for it, folks. If I find it, I will let you know. If anyone else knows which one it was, please also let me know. I was reading this. It was just around 99, early aughts, somewhere in that time period. The book had a few simple lessons for how to engage a police officer. And again, tongue in cheek a little bit, the primary advice I thought was really decent and applies to almost every human being in any career field. The chief way to get out of the ticket, according to the author of the book, was to boost their ego and lower their fear. Boost the ego of the officer and lower his fear. That's said a funny way, but what I think he's actually meaning is very, very fair. That is, show them respect, the respect they are deserved, and reduce their fear. It needs no actual euphemisms in that regard. I think that's really fair. I'll translate it a little bit further. Show respect for what their perspective of any certain circumstance is. You got to remember, every human being you're working with, especially law enforcement, chief thing they want isn't to ruin your day, by the way. The chief thing they want is go home to their families. And it's a scary world out there. There is evidence of that in pretty much any time you turn on the news. So boosting ego, showing respect, what does that look like in terms of communication? I think that this is the crux of the whole scenario, whether you are dealing with a police officer or you're dealing with a member of a support team for a large faceless organization like Apple. The human beings are still the human beings, and they're there to help you. They are there to help you. Even the police officers, they're pulling you over for going too fast, by the way, they're there to help you, not injure someone or do anything stupid that's going to affect the safety of the society around you. Yeah, it's a more responsible perspective, isn't it? Rather than looking at it as them being an inconvenience and somebody out to get you, although they have to do patrol and probably do have fun some days. It is a scary part of the job as well. People do not typically show a great deal of respect in many cases, and it does lead to all kinds of problems. I'll tell you this, when I was pulled over once, I was late for work one day, I was overslept, was really frustrated. It's a cold morning, but man, I was zipping through the usual traffic. I found some good openings and was just trying to get through that light at the end of this street to get on to the next, the one that takes like 5 minutes if I get it red, and it's so frustrating. Man, I got it green. But I had to hurry to get there. And right after I'd made that turn, I saw someone else go through that light. I don't think it was green when he went through, but he had flashy lights to help him. And he was on me, heading my way. And I knew it was me he was after. So I wasted no time slowing down long before he had even had to catch up to me, and pulled right off with him behind me, one of the side streets off the busier road, which itself is a deliberate move on my part, by the way. It is very dangerous for the police officers to be standing on a busy road. I would say every single time you have the opportunity to get off the road or into a parking lot or some other thing, I always take it. I really don't understand why some people literally just stop on the busy streets that they're on sometimes if there's another option, unless their car is broken down. Officer walks up to the car. Of course, I've got my window down a little bit already. I have that light on, the dome light in my car. It's a dark morning, cold morning in Michigan when this happened. Hands are on the steering wheel. I sat still and waited. And as soon as he came to the window, he could see my hands ready to discuss things. I don't have to lower the window at all. It's only down a crack, but enough that we can carry a conversation. He asked me the question they always ask: do you know why I pulled you over? I think the exact phrase I used, well, my main confession would be speeding and that lane change I made back there without signaling. I'm sorry. And it's like, yep, you know how fast you were going? Honestly, I don't know how fast I was going. How bad was it? No, it was like 35 over, guys. I must have been going 16 to 35 when he clocked me. I didn't argue because I honestly didn't know. It might not have been that bad. My memory of the actual speed, couldn't tell you. Bottom line, everything went super normal in that he asked for the license registration. I said, okay, I'll grab that for you. It's in my glove box. I'm going to reach in my glove box. I said, okay. I pull it out and I hand that to him. Kept one hand on the steering wheel the whole time I was doing that. Look, some of the things that you can do to just try to lower the anxiety that they also have going into a circumstance of looking into a car, I think is really important. And I think it served me well there and just being really candid with the officer and very concise and efficient with the communication that we had. I got off easy on that one with only 10 over on that ticket. It was still frustrating. And yes, I was even more late for work with, I don't even know. It was probably over $200 ticket still. It beats me. Can't remember. This is a while ago, but I do remember that the outcome was better than I deserved. And that's the thing that I think about as I was sitting on hold, frustrated with my broken iPhone. Some of you who get to hear me more regularly I don't do it a lot on the podcast. Maybe I do. I'm probably unaware of it. I really don't love Apple. I've been on it for 3 years because, hey, we had a decent deal on stuff and I needed phones for the family and there was a plan with Verizon and all the things. 3 months after my plan expires on Verizon, my phone goes into this super hot battery meltdown mode. No update caused it or anything. I was at ASTA 1 week. Everything's fine. Then I was back home and everything's not fine. That's the only thing different. I don't think ASTA broke my phone. But it's frustrating. Phone's free and clear, off plan, off contract now and everything else. I'm ready to switch to a different carrier and all these things. And now I got this problem. And boy, my conspiracy theory mindset could really just go on this planned obsolescence stuff. I could really do that. But I'll be darned if I didn't have some really decent support staff giving me a hand. And this is where it really kind of resonated with me. As fortunately, I was thinking about all this while I was on hold at one point. And the person trying to help was really sincerely trying to help. This is when I started making the connection to how I dealt with the police officers. What I want out of this, I don't even know what Apple can give me in this scenario. I have a problem. And by the way, I did go to the Apple store first before I was on the phone with Apple. That was hard for me. I'll be honest. The Apple store is very, very hard for me. I don't go in there on purpose. I actually walked by it before I walked in it on purpose too, because it was just like, oh, I don't want to go in there at all. It was 10:30 in the morning when I made it over there to try to fix this problem. And the store was already busy and there was a 30-minute wait for all the people Googling at all these new shiny Apple products. It just felt like such a strange environment to sit in when you're not an enthusiast and you're just in that store with a problem. Oh, brother. And of course, their solution was $200 trade-in and trying to go to the 17, which I politely declined because my phone passed all the hardware tests. It was terrible. So they thought there was a software issue. And so, all right, they suggested I call the support people and I'll go do that from home, no problem. And the support people, they had a plan. They actually had a plan and we went through a bunch of steps and it was super frustrating and time consuming and everything else. But all throughout that process, I said thank you and I kept working for it. I provided all the things that the person wants and I started documenting everything so that if I have to talk to another support person, then we'll have some more information. Well, I would love to tell you that the Apple story absolutely worked. I'll tell you this, though, it didn't. There was no support, and it's the same deal that store was trying to give me. But I was thinking a lot about how I interact with support people during this time. There were some other support encounters that I had with a different company that I was switching to for my phone carrier, and they were wonderful. The chat was absolutely great, and talking with people in those chats online or be it on the phone or whatever, it feels really good right now when you actually have a person. And I'm going to say this too, when you're dealing with support from overseas, show those folks some love. Those jobs are in serious jeopardy these days as AI assistants come online. And I get it. We've all been frustrated talking through accents and other things in many cases. But wow, when those jobs go away, that's a major, major impact to some developing countries around the world. And I'm not looking forward to the actual outcome of that for those regions at all. And so expressing thanks and gratitude to the individuals that you're there goes a real long way. You can actually hear and see, even if they can't help you, their desire is there and they appreciate the kindness and the considerate behavior when you're engaging with them from a position of respecting what they're there to do, showing them respect for their position that I'm thankful that they have. And maybe even for the support staff, reducing their fear that you're just going to turn into some radical, angry person. I wish I could say I didn't get frustrated with Apple. In my recent case, I absolutely did. There were some pretty comically horrible encounters that I ran into, like when someone was trying to call me and I couldn't take the call on my broken phone. But then when I got it charged enough to hold a charge and I'd called them on another line even, they wouldn't let me dial the phone back to phone company. And I couldn't dial them. Guys, it was madness. It was really, really frustrating. But that's not the point. The point is the principles at hand and communication in these circumstances should not ever change, no matter your level of frustration. And this is not easy. I've failed spectacularly in one episode in this Apple case. I'm pretty sure they had to endure a rant about how ships once sailed across the ocean dragging cables on the ocean floor because two people on opposite continents wanted to communicate with each other so much. All I'm trying to do is reach the guy I just explained everything to speak to them again. No, it was very funny, but I don't think they actually appreciated the situation fully as I did in that context. Imagine taking on each day with a team that cares about doing more. They're motivated, skilled, humble, and hungry. They're invested in your shop's success because that success helps them do more than just sell jobs and fix cars. At the Institute, we believe a thriving business is built on its people. Our comprehensive coaching and peer groups help you become a leader who is capable. Capable of inspiring your employees to reach new heights, capable to deliver exceptional customer service, and capable to grow your business into a respected pillar of your community. Start your legacy at weartheinstitute.com/business-assessment. It's time for today's Suck Less Spotlight from Autoflow. Today's spotlight is on advisor eye twitches. Listen, clients like to stay informed throughout the repair process, and studies indicate clients are most satisfied receiving text updates versus phone calls. But call you they will, interrupting everything from estimating to quality conversations and your game of solitaire. That is, unless you text them first using Autoflow. With Autoflow's automated text updates, your phone only rings for the right reasons. That way, with less phone interruptions, your eye twitch will definitely suck less. For this and more things that could suck less, visit autoflow.com. Looking to drive more customers to your auto repair shop? Trust ShopDog Marketing to be your reliable companion with AI-powered customer-first marketing, websites, and high-ranking local search. Maximize your reach with our mobile-first and voice search expertise. Car counts are like ice cream. Sweeten your revenue with ShopDog Marketing. Grab our free guide to learn how AI can drive more repair orders every day. Don't miss out on this chance to boost your business. Visit ShopDogMarketing.com. Every professional auto repair shop needs a trusted communication partner. At Inbound, our established VOIP platform is backed by years of industry experience, guarantees reliable connections, and is combined with cutting-edge AI-powered analytics. We deliver actionable insights that support your business growth. With Inbound, you get more than just calls. You get a smarter, more efficient operation. Get Inbound on your team today and see how we can transform your business. Visit callinbound.com. Credit card surcharging sounds effective, but is this single most damaging action to your shop in the last decade? If you're surcharging, you're tarnishing your reputation and losing customers as we speak. Express is the only 0% fee option to surcharging that your customers already know how to use. No tricks, no hidden fees, just a smarter way for auto shops to keep what's yours and do right by your customers. Book a free consultation with Express today by visiting myexpress.io and see how the most successful shops in the country are flipping the script on credit card processors. All right, three principles real fast. Be factual, not emotional. Hard, I know. Very hard, I know. Principle two, show you understand their perspective. Truly understand their perspective and the fear and the risk and all the things that go on in their jobs. And principle three, make their job easier as much as you can. License and registration before they ask, hands visible on the steering wheel, those sort of things. When you're dealing with a support ticket, the case number, the ticket number, whatever that is handy, they'll give it to you. It should be there. Keeping good notes on that, right? Screenshots, having that organized, having the timeline written down so you can explain it the same way with the right details each time. We'll be asked to do it more than once. Any error messages, copy those. Tell them exactly what it is. Little details matter so much to support people. I've learned this working with software teams. I have an amazing group of guys at Autoflow. They're absolutely spectacular. Anyone that's of our Autoflow clients listening know this. The more details you give, the faster they get to a solution. And they're wonderful. They'll call you back, whoever you ask to, and all the other things. Hey, you know, this is the reality. Engineers are measured on efficiency. Police officers have efficiency in their mind as well. If you can reduce the work of work by being an effective communicator in those cases, good chance are whatever they can do for you, they're going to do for you. And you have to trust that in the process. Now, in closing, tying this all together, the universal truth here is that whether it is a cop or a support engineer or anyone else with the power in the situation, these principles do apply. In the case of a broken Apple, no, I did not reward them with upgrading to a broken phone. I am now back to Team Android, folks, and it feels great. But I do really appreciate the people that I had interactions with along the way who sincerely tried to help solve the problem. It just wasn't a problem that they could solve. So as you go about your day in your world, hey, think about the various gatekeepers and things that you have to deal with. Guys, auto repair shops, you guys are dealing with it all day. Our industry, we know the stress. Part suppliers, they can expedite or delay your order. They're going to do the thing that's going to help you, right? But yelling at them doesn't make them want to do it anymore. I know way too many parts folk that have to deal with the angry shop. They get it, man. They get it all day. Warranty adjusters. Oh boy, that's a good one. Guess what? Fraud is up, folks. At AutoFlow, we deal with some insurance companies that are using digital inspections virtually to help expedite the claims process so you can do the inspection and you can actually get the work approved and moving through your shop faster and sooner. You know what's funny? I actually heard this from our team that works with the IDVI here at AutoFlow. Number one thing that some of the insurance companies run into is angry shops that say, nope, I'm not inspecting it. Send somebody out. And whoa, like the number one thing that frustrated me with the insurance stuff was having to wait for that guy to come out and then deal with that guy. Oh my gosh. Let your technician be the professional. You're already looking at the car anyway. Document the stuff, send it to the guys, package it up, done and done. Trust is established, fraud is prevented, and the client gets their vehicle sooner. Like little things, like it's very strange to see attitude come into those scenarios to me. I get it, but it's still very strange. And then of course, guys, there's those upset customers threatening the bad review and all the things. Like, look, you're the guy in the support situation on this point. It's dealing with angry people, it's tough. They're dealing with a totally different perspective. And if we start taking umbrage as them being the problem, it's not going to be a good outcome. Hey, so next time you're in one of these scenarios, just pause before you respond. Ask yourself, are you being factual? Am I showing understanding to this person? Am I making this easier? Just adjust your approach. Hard part, this is really hard to remember when you're frustrated. Cop just pulled you over when you're already late. The software just crashed and you lost your work. You're angry. You have every right to be angry. But here's the thing. Being right doesn't get you results. Effective communication gets you results. And the final thought is this. There is payoff. The traffic cop gives you a warning instead of that $300 ticket. The support engineer escalates your case instead of having to close it or giving you some scripted response, or you know it, the part supplier rushes your order, maybe even personally delivers it to your shop on their way home out of sincere appreciation for you as their client. Loved some of our dealers, and Napa Auto Care was wonderful up the street from our shop. Just good folks. Fun tips in that book. One tip for you ladies out there. You get pulled over and you want to get out of a ticket. You've probably already been taught this. Just cry. Breaks the heart. Now, I don't know if that works with the lady officers out there too, but evidently that's one of the ones that from the police officer, they'll tell you they let more than a few ladies off simply because they cried. And for you guys out there, if you're looking for the foolproof wing, there really isn't one. The honesty approach is definitely the best, but there was one that stuck out, and you'll have to forgive me here, but that is just tell the man, you've got to go to the bathroom really bad. And in a bad way. They may take pity on you yet, but you don't know. Good luck with those. Those are the only two tips that I really have for you that are outside of the realm of what we're actually discussing today. And so that's it for today's episode on Speak Up. I hope you find this interesting. I hope you find it helpful. I hope it gives you pause to think about how you are communicating in these very stressful scenarios. And just remember to keep your communication elevated, even when you're dealing with people, especially overseas. While they have the help that is there, thank God they have human help that is there and you have access to them, and be grateful for that while we're still in this time in history. So hey, if you have a topic you're interested in hearing about or speaking about yourself, please reach out to me here on the show, speakup@craigoneill.net. O'Neill is O-N-E-I-L-L, two L's, folks. As Grandpa always says, because there's no shame in the family history. Sorry to you O'Neills with one L. And do please remember, listen to the other shows on the Aftermarket Radio Network, now becoming the Auto Repair Podcast Network, with our new app that you can download on Apple or the Google Play Store, which is where I'm going to go. Listen up to Remarkable Results Radio with Carm Capriotto, Diagnosing the Aftermarket A through Z with Matt Fonslow, Business by the Numbers with Hunt Demarest, the Auto Repair Marketing Podcast with Brian and Kim Walker, and the Weekly Blitz with Coach Chris Cotton. And once again, thank you so much to our sponsors, the Institute for Automotive Business Excellence, Autoflow, Shop Dog Marketing, Inbound, and Express. Man, I have great sponsors. I actually had a chance to sit and talk with a couple people. I had a really great conversation at ASTA with Chris Leonard from Inbound, and we were actually talking about cell phone carriers, and I'll be darned, I did switch carriers on his advice. And if you want to reach out to me and find out which carrier I'm using now, it is saving me gobs of money, speak up at craigoneal.net. I will tell you. I might even give you a referral link that could make me some money back, and I appreciate that. I had to get a new phone I didn't want. No, but thank you so much. We have some of the best people in our industry, best people I get to work with on a day-to-day basis. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you for joining us. Now get out there, listen up, speak up, and don't take umbrage when things aren't going your way.
You've been listening to Speak Up, Effective Communication with Craig O'Neill on the Aftermarket Radio Network. Follow Craig on your favorite podcast listening app and on his YouTube channel. Let him know what you'd like him to speak up about. Craig is all for advancing the automotive service aftermarket.